when he died, I had this idea of scattering his ashes somewhere on the estate.
Mm.
And I rang up, it was Mr. Lionel Sackville, was the, the Lord Sackville at the time, and he willingly agreed to this.
Mm.
And then I was thinking about it afterwards, and I thought, I just cannot imagine scattering the old man's ashes. So I rang him again and I said, look, would it be possible to bury the casket?
Yes.
And he said, certainly.
Mm.
And in fact, that's what happened.
Yes.
He invited me down to lunch.
Mm.
And we did this just before lunch. And
yes.
There was a nice, neat hole dug in the green court there.
Mm.
And it was put in there and covered up. And that was it. I agreed that there would be no sort of plate or memorial or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there he is, still there.
That's marvellous, isn't it?
He would have been absolutely over the moon if he'd known
wouldn't
that.
He?
Of course he didn't know.
Yes.
And when my father died, I had a very nice telephone call or letter, I can't remember which, from the lawyers for the estate, telling me that they were very sorry, but there was nothing in what they referred to as the rules. I don't quite know what that means, but I suppose it was the family trust or whatever, which allowed them to pay a pension to my mother, his widow. But they said if there's anything, she's very welcome to stay in that house for as long as she likes, and if there's anything we can do to make her life better there, we'll be pleased to do it. And I suggested to them, and I'm sure it was the right thing, that there was no central heating in the place. And I said, I'm sure when it comes to your selling it, that will be a good plus. And they did. They paid for the gas, water, come and put the central heating in. And I reckon when they sold it, they made a good profit on their 1,100.